Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ, who holds all the time in His hand, and which allows us, you and I, to rejoice in this blessed new year. So just in case you missed it, it is a new year, 2023. If you still have your 2022 calendar up, you're behind. Get rid of it, take it down, put up a new one. We got a whole new year. We got a whole year of opportunity lying out there in front of us. We got a brand new year to do whatever we want with. If you turned the TV on at all last night, you saw on probably almost every channel some version of concerts and excitement and people encouraging each other and talking about how great things are and how great it's going to be, and everybody's happy and everybody's excited and nobody wants to go to bed because we can't wait to see the new year. And here we are. Nothing new. Sorry. Burst your bubble. Nothing new. Now, I suppose at first that may sound like some guy who's been around too long, some of those crotchety old people who look back and see nothing but cynicism. But you and I are reminded that December 31st to January 1st really is nothing new. It's just another day. Nothing magical takes place at midnight. Nothing new kind of resets. It's just another day as time passes. Nothing new. However, that isn't intended this morning to be just some cynical statement. It isn't designed to make those of you who may have stayed up until midnight and are kind of fighting the sleepiness a little bit to say that you wasted your time. But it is a reminder that the reason you and I can have joy this new year, the reason that it is blessed, is because there are some things that are not new. You and I rejoice in that one little verse from our second lesson, from Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Nothing new. You and I find amazing comfort in the fact that there's nothing new. Yes, there are all kinds of things we'd like to change about ourselves. But nothing changes Jesus. Nothing about Jesus changes. Nothing new. And yet here we are at the beginning of a new year. And it does tend to be the time when we begin to think about all the things that we would like to change about ourselves. Hence, resolutions. We make those resolutions because as you and I think about that verse, yesterday and today and forever, my yesterdays and today don't bode very well for my tomorrows. For I look back at my yesterdays and even today, and there are all kinds of things I'd like to change. We think about those New Year's resolutions and we come up with all those things we want to change about ourselves. We know all those bad habits. Those bad habits that got started perhaps in the last couple of months, perhaps the bad habits that last year when we threw away the old calendar, we were going to lick those this year and didn't quite make it. Perhaps some laziness that has crept in. Laziness about how we handle life, go about work, deal with our families, laziness that maybe has crept in over the previous weeks, perhaps laziness that we didn't even try to address last year. Changes perhaps that have been brought on by the passing of time. Maybe there's some changes that have happened because of age or illness, and maybe things that you and I aren't able to do quite like we used to, or maybe we've now discovered that there's some things we just simply can't do anymore, and we wish we could change that about ourselves and go back to the way it was. But all of those things do deal with this passing time that we're in. And I suppose even though December 31st to January 1st technically isn't really anything new, it does become that opportunity for us to take stock of ourselves, to think a little bit, to review the past and think about the future. But what about the eternal perspective? Are there some of those same things that we need to deal with when it comes to that eternal perspective? Forget about the passing of time. Do I need to eat better? As in, spend more time feeding on that Word? Hearing what my Savior has to say? Do I need to exercise more? Be more like Mary. Ponder all these things in my heart and not just be content with sort of a superficial five foolish virgins idea of I think I'm ready and I know enough, but I'm not really paying that much attention to the passing of time and not really paying that much attention to when eternity might start. But we can't change yesterday. Oh, we'd like to. There's things about our yesterdays we'd like to change. There's those words I wish I could take back. There are those thoughts I wish had never gone through my mind. I'm sure you can come up with some decision that you made over the past, something that you did and you'd really like to get a do-over. You'd really like to go back and try that one again and do that a little differently. But we can't. Yesterday is in the past. Yesterday, with all of its faults and with all of its errors, is written into the history books. Your yesterday is what it is. We can't change today. Oh, we'd like to. Even just these few couple of hours into the new year, perhaps you've already stumbled across something that you wish you hadn't said or some attitude you wish you hadn't carried over since last night. At the very least, we woke up this morning with the reminder again that nothing new. I'm still a sinner. I still fall way short of what God wants and expects. I still fail in thoughts and words and in actions. I still have a lack of trust and lack of confidence in my God. I'm still busy just being me. Nothing new. And so today, with all of its faults, is just another reminder of what we heard at the beginning and at the end of the flood. Every inclination is only evil all the time. That's what the human heart, my human heart, is like. We can't change tomorrow. We like to think we could. We like to think that we could buy into all the stuff that probably was getting thrown around. I didn't spend a lot of time with the television last night, but previous years you are constantly hearing about that inner strength, that indelible human spirit. If we just get ourselves together, if we just get the right programs in place and the right policies in the place and the right people in place, if we just manage to get along with everybody and love each other and let peace fill this world and get out of everybody's way and just let them find their own potential and be who they want to be, if we just do all of that stuff, then we will indeed have a happy new year and everything will be blessed and we get so excited and we think we're finally going to change the future only to fall again and fail again. Because we're suddenly reminded, because I did it myself, when I buy into that idea that you just get out of people's way and you just let them be who they want to be and you just let them meet their full potential, you're right back where we started, because I have had no trouble showing everybody how much of a sinner I am. That's our potential self. There's so much about us we want to change. And we can't. Nothing new. And that's not just cynical. That's not just crotchety. That's sin. But we go to this amazing word of our Lord and our God, as brief as it is, and remind ourselves that precisely because there's nothing new, precisely because there's so much about you and me that we would like to change that we simply can't, and let's face it, most of it we don't want to change anyway, you and I find amazing comfort in the fact that also in this new year, nothing new, nothing about Jesus changes. We're going to walk just through those words, and I'm going to actually try to translate it very literally. And as we go through this, perhaps that might help us to to rejoice even more on this amazing reminder that there's nothing new, nothing about Jesus changes. Jesus Christ. Very first two words of that verse. We just got done celebrating Jesus' birth. Jesus, we still have ringing in our ears the words of the angel to Joseph. You give him the name Jesus because he is going to be the one who saves his people from their sins. You and I still have the words of the angels to Mary. This is the one who's going to be sitting on David's throne. This is the one who's going to be ruling forever. This is none other than Jesus. This is none other than the Savior. This is none other than the Redeemer. Here is your rescuer. There he is, lying in that manger, wrapped in the swaddling cloths, praised by the shepherds and the angels and by you and by me. Christ. You and I are about to move into the next season of the church year, and you and I are about to watch unfolded before us once again what this precious little baby came to do. You're about to watch unfolded before you again your salvation, your redemption, your forgiveness, as this precious little baby, God Himself, grows and matures and gets stronger and gets wiser, and our minds are blown by everything that takes place. But the God-man is the one who steps in as the Christ, anointed, set apart, destined to be exactly what you and I need Him to be. Nothing changes Jesus. And nothing about Jesus changes. Jesus Christ, your Savior, your Redeemer. Jesus Christ, yesterday. All the yesterdays are under His control. All the yesterdays had Him present. Everything that has passed through history has passed under the blood of the One who was born and lived and died and rose. He was there. He was there for all of it. And He was there to pay for all of it. Yesterday is taken care of. Jesus Christ, yesterday and today. We may not know quite yet what today has in store for us. We've got great and glorious plans for today, perhaps. But this particular day that you and I have now been given, this gift of this moment, is also washed in the blood of the Lamb, is also purified by the One who takes your place, is also set free from sin and death and Satan by your perfect Savior and substitute. He's here. He didn't leave. His contract with you didn't expire on December 31st, and now He's off doing something else. Jesus Christ, yesterday and today, that one. It's almost as if the author takes us right back to the beginning of the verse. Okay, you started thinking about yesterday. You started thinking about today. Don't lose focus about who we're talking about. That one. That precise one that we want to keep our eternal focus on. Don't let the law, don't let the ideas of this world distract you. Don't let this so-called idea of this indelible human spirit and all the humanism that is going on distract you from staying focused on that one. That one who was here yesterday, that one who is here today. That's the one that guides us through this year. That's why nothing's new. Because of that one. Jesus Christ, yesterday and today, that one also into the ages. I don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. I don't even know how many tomorrows I'm going to get. I'm not even sure I'm going to get tomorrow. I assume it. But He knows. And He's already there. He already has it well in hand. He already has it taken care of. That too is washed in His blood. That too is sanctified by His grace. That too is assured and taken care of because of who your Lord and your Savior is. Nothing new. Nothing about Jesus changes. So we kind of divided up that translation, but now listen to it again. Jesus Christ, yesterday and today, that one, also into the ages. Do you see what was missing? There's no verb there. Sorry for the grammar lesson on January 1st. Happy New Year. But we're going to do grammar anyway. No verb. That doesn't work real well in English. You've got to have some kind of action, right? Either something that took place in the past or is happening now or is going to happen in the future. There's no verb in that sentence. There's no tense. There's no past. There's no present. There's no future. When it comes to the fact of our Lord and our Savior, nothing new, right? Nothing about Jesus changes because there's no tense. There's no time. He just simply exists. And that's why nothing changes. And that's why nothing's new. And that's why you and I can have this amazing confidence that no matter what this year brings, no matter if it's good or bad or somewhat indifferent, it doesn't make a bit of difference because it cannot change your Savior. It cannot change His promise. It cannot change what He has done. It cannot change what is already set in stone. It cannot change the fact that you are redeemed. It cannot change the fact that you are saved. It cannot change the fact that you are washed clean in Jesus' blood. It cannot change that you are going to heaven because your Savior exists. Nothing new. Yeah, there may be things about us, and perhaps rightfully so, that we'd like to change. And maybe we've got some plans for this year. But rejoice that when it comes to this new year, nothing new. Same Savior, same Lord, same amazing Word, same precious sacraments, same announcement of the forgiveness of sins. Rejoice in this year, a blessed year, and rejoice that in this new year, nothing new. Amen.